And we are joined now by Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, and we've got a special guest as well, Eleanor Landis, who is the director of the Campus and Community Coalition to Reduce High-Risk Drinking. Eleanor, Meg, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Thank you for having us.
And Eleanor, pull the microphone up so that it's so that you're talking into it. There we go. Cool. So, Meg, let me start with you. How's it going?
It's been like 2 weeks,
but it feels like it's been 2 years. Eventful weeks.
They have been eventful weeks, haven't
slightly,
they? Locally
just
and
slightly.
Nationally.
Yeah. And everywhere in between.
That's right. Yeah. Things are going very well. I think for me, locally, the focus after Halloween has very much been Rosemary Street. Mm-hmm. If anyone's been downtown recently, they see a lot of activity happening on Rosemary Street, so we're very focused on...
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Just a little bit, from the street level all the way up, with the hotel coming, too. So that's been a big focus for us.
Well, let's talk to Eleanor Landis again, Campus and Community Coalition to Reduce High-Risk Drinking. Eleanor, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about the coalition.
So the coalition started in 2014. It was a group that was convened by former Mayor Kleinschmidt and former Chancellor Thorpe. The two of them said, you know, we have done a lot of different things related to drinking, to high-risk drinking in particular. But in order to be really effective, we think that we need to work collaboratively like never before. So they assembled a coalition of folks from the town, from the university, from downtown bars and restaurants, and then brought in the county health department as well. And that group did some research over about a year, came up with a list of tactics that we think are effective in addressing these negative impacts of high-risk drinking in our town, and then hired me to make sure that that doesn't stay a task force report that stays on someone's desk, that these are things that actually come to fruition in our community.
Awesome. So what's your background? What brought you in?
Yeah, I have a background in higher education. So I worked and a school down the road before this. And
UNC, that's just down the road.
Yeah
that one. Just down the road.
Yeah. So I worked in student affairs at Duke, okay. And before that at Michigan State, doing really similar work to what
go
I'm
Spartans.
Doing now. Yeah, go green.
I grew up in Lansing, so
no
I'm
way.
More familiar with that area, yeah.
Yeah. So up in Michigan State, they were doing work talking about what it means to be a good neighbor. And alcohol was a really big part of that. But down here in Chapel Hill, we are talking really about these negative impacts of alcohol use, of high-risk drinking that impact the whole community.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is it that the coalition does on a daily basis?
The coalition... That's a good question. My job is to bring members of the coalition together to have conversations that are had periodically, but my job is to make them happen with intention. So a good example of that is we have a working group that is working on streamlining the adjudication process for students who might get into trouble with regards to alcohol.
Okay.
So
is that on-campus adjudication or just the legal system in general?
So what is cool about the coalition is it's not just on-campus, it's not just off-campus, it is all of these folks in the same room together saying, okay, so this is the process that the district attorneys use, this is where the judges are coming from, this is where Chapel Hill Police is coming from, this is where UNC Department of Public Safety is coming from, and this is where student conduct is coming from. So everybody, there's an increased level of collaboration and communication that the coalition really brings to bear.
Really cool. So again, we're speaking with Eleanor Landis, director of the Campus and Community Coalition to Reduce High-Risk Drinking. And give people a sense of the sort of tangible effects that the coalition has had.
Yeah. So we are in the long-term planning phase right now. So folks probably won't see lasting numerical effects for another 6 months, year, even 2 years. But the things that we are trying to do is thinking about the number of EMS transports for students who have overdosed on alcohol, the strain on emergency services, the number of noise complaints that we are seeing in the downtown near neighborhoods, the amount of property damage, things like that. But ultimately, some of the tangible things that we are doing right now, a lot of folks know the Good Neighbor Initiative that the Jackson Center, UNC, and the Downtown Partnership and many others partner on. The Good Neighbor Initiative has actually started doing some late night sort of extensions of what is done early in the fall.
Okay.
So we have been out with the Jackson Center, with UNC, with a few partners telling students, hey, just reminding you that you live in a residential neighborhood. This woman over here has lived here for 90 years. These folks have a 7-year-old. And then also providing peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and water to sort of get some food and water in some of these folks as they are traveling to and from Franklin Street on a weekend. So that's one of the more tangible things that we are doing right now. But most of the stuff we are working on is sort of systems-wide change that creates a good environment where students can make good decisions about drinking.
Over to Meg McGurk, and here's welcome to the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. How important is the coalition specifically, but just sort of efforts like this in general for downtown?
I think that it is a product of our very strong town-gown relationship that we have here in Chapel Hill, as evidenced by, you know, it was the university and the town and the health department and even our local county ABC Commission that kind of came together and funds the coalition, and the coalition is housed out of the Downtown Partnership, and we are an organization that is made up of a few of those entities, and the value is that it isn't just on campus, and it isn't just housed in the health department, that it truly is all of these different segments that make our community great coming together. I think that's very important.
Really cool. So for people who want to know more about the coalition, for people who want to get involved in some way, what do people need to know? What do they need to do?
Well, they should go to our website. We're at downtownchapelhill.com/coalition, and they can learn more about all the different strategies that we are using to address high-risk drinking. And they can also get in touch with me via that website, and we can talk more about ways for them to plug in, get involved with some of the late-night stuff we're doing, ideas that they have about or impacts that they see in their lived experience.
Are there people that you're looking for in particular? Are there groups or particular people that you're trying to reach out to more than others?
Yeah, we would love to hear from folks who live in the near campus neighborhoods, from folks who are parents of either high school or college-aged students. One of the things that we really believe strongly is that this is a public health problem that affects our whole community, but because of that, we are all part of the solution. So we take opinions from a lot of different folks, and while you might say, well, this doesn't affect my child or my child isn't the problem, ultimately it is affecting all of us because it is a community-wide thing that we all are working to address collaboratively.
Again, Campus and Community Coalition to Reduce High-Risk Drinking. You can find out more about it at downtownchapelhill.com/coalition, right? Meg, before we let you go, other news about downtown. I know Rosemary Street's still ongoing.
It is. It's beautiful.
Columbia to Church is back open again, so that's good.
Yes, that's right. It was temporarily closed. Yep, the hotel's coming up on the corner. Porthole Alley improvements have begun. The university is making a pedestrian-safe Porthole Alley, so you'll see between Ackland and the Top of the Hill building right now some construction where the new kind of vehicle entrance and exit will be.
Yep.
We're coming up on the holidays, so we have lots of fun activities downtown.
As always, yeah.
Yes, lots of great stuff. And, you know, as always, there are new businesses coming. Franklin Street Yoga Center just opened a boutique right across from the actual yoga center in the courtyard on West Franklin Street. Cuban Revolution's opening a new sandwich, Cuban Revolution Express shop on West Franklin Street.
Nice.
Trolley Stop Hot Dogs is moving from their old location up towards West Franklin, right next to Ben and Jerry's. So there's even some businesses that are shifting around downtown.
Has Trolley Stop been around long enough to have an old location?
Well, now it is.
Now it is. Yeah. I was going to say, it's like sign of the times in Chapel Hill. It's like, well, we've been here for 6 months. Ah, it's been forever, man.
That's the old location. That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So moving next to Ben and Jerry's. That's cool.
Yeah,
awesome.
So there's a lot happening downtown. But we're really excited for the holidays. We're coming up on the big tree lighting ceremony that we do every year to really kick off the holidays, the Sunday after Thanksgiving at the corner of Franklin and Columbia at the University Baptist Church Memorial Garden.
And
so
the parade coming up 2 weeks after that,
Exactly. Yep. Saturday, I believe, December 10th, which is always a fun time.
I'm looking forward to that already.
Yes,
it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, Meg McGurk, Eleanor Landis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy to be here.